Devils lost a hard-fought game in overtime, and Jack Hughes is continuing to struggle. We have a lot to talk about in today's episode. Buckle up, everybody.
You're Locked On Devils, your daily podcast on the New Jersey Devils, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hi, this is Bryce Salvador, and you're Locked On Devils with Trey Matthews.
Alrighty now, what is up, New Jersey? Welcome back to the Locked On Devils podcast here on the Locked On Network. I'm your host, Colin Chalky, play-by-play announcer, Devils writer for Pucks and Pitchforks, and also part-time credential media member, Trey Matthews. So, no pun intended, but what a wild game for the New Jersey Devils in which they came out on the losing end against the Minnesota Wild by a score of 2-1 in overtime. So, Jack Hughes has this simple mindset. When in doubt, shoot the puck. However, the puck has only found the back of the net twice for Jack Hughes in his last 17 games. So Jack Hughes has hit a bit of a wall. We'll talk more about that in segment two. But to start out, let me give you guys my initial thoughts to the game. So for the most part, up until period number three, the game was pretty uneventful. I would say that it was kind of boring. However, there were glimpses of brilliance, especially the goalie matchup between Gustafsson and also Vanecek. So I loved that both of them were going back and forth and back and forth. And also, I saw the New Jersey Devils create decent looks for themselves, but unfortunately, they weren't able to finish. And towards the end of the game, Gustafsson saw 48 shots, and he was able to stop 47 of them. So he was just a man on fire. He was standing tall in between the pipes. And unfortunately, the New Jersey Devils just had no answer despite creating some decent looks for themselves. So I would say this outing was still good for New Jersey Devils despite coming out on the losing end, because Cam Danico even said it during the broadcast, which was both teams deserve to walk away with something. So it goes into overtime. So both teams, whether they win or lose, are going to walk away with at least a point. So the New Jersey Devils, unfortunately, they're the team that didn't rack up the 2 points. They walk away with a lone point, but still they get something out of it. And that's the name of the game for Devils as they try to clinch a playoff spot, which is just try to rack up the few points you need to try to clinch a playoff spot officially. So the Devils in this matchup, like I said, the game wasn't all that exciting until period number three, which we'll talk more about momentarily. But at the same time, I really loved the New Jersey Devils' overall effort in this game. They didn't give up. They were creating those good looks. And unfortunately, they just ran into hot goaltending. And we saw a lot of this back in the month of December when the New Jersey Devils were struggling at the Prudential Center and their offense seemed to struggle during that span as well. So in this game for the Devils, nothing to hold your head down about. I know they're probably not big on moral victories, but they fought a pretty good damn battle. And unfortunately, they just lost the war in this case. So I love the Devils' effort in this time around, but just on to the next one. And the silver lining is that, did you see how the Buffalo Sabres performed against the Nashville Predators? I believe they lost 7-3. So I'm sure the Devils, given how well they played against the Minnesota Wild, given the amount of shots that they were able to get on Gustafsson, I think they're going to have a much better outcome against the Buffalo Sabres. And that's a game in which you could build up your confidence a little bit more. And speaking of building up confidence, it kind of leads into Jack Hughes. But we'll talk about that in a second. Let's talk about some of the issues the Devils had during the course of this game. There wasn't many, but I wrote down a few things that I saw as the game progressed. So that goal that they let up in period number two to Mason Shaw, here's what I saw from the Devils. They were able to make the save initially. Unfortunately, they failed at clearing the puck. So in that case, you were giving the Minnesota Wild some extra life. In that case, you really got to clear the puck and you got to try to negate any more chances that the Minnesota Wild have, because if that game was any indicator, you don't know how much more offensive firepower you're going to have as the game progresses. So I know the New Jersey Devils sent it into overtime, but let's face it, they struggle historically in the shootout. They lost their previous shootout battle to the Tampa Bay Lightnings, but that's just me nitpicking a little bit. It happens. It wasn't the worst blunder in the world. And Like I said, the Minnesota Wild were playing well in this game. So were the Devils. And unfortunately, one team had to bite first, and the team that happened to do so was the Devils. So in that case, that's just me nitpicking because, like I said, there wasn't really too much to take away from this matchup against the Minnesota Wild. But here's one thing that really needs to be an emphasis for a New Jersey Devils. So going into this matchup, the Devils are ranked 18th in the entire league for power play success. So the Devils had three power play opportunities during the course of this game. And they should have had a couple others, but those supposedly penalties that the New Jersey Devils were able to draw on the Minnesota Wild that weren't called, Cam Danico even said, the referees aren't going to call that. And quite honestly, I don't think the New Jersey Devils really deserve to go on the man advantage because it probably won't make an ounce of difference given the fact of how they played when they were given their power play opportunities. So I know fans were a little ticked off when a power play wasn't going to be assessed to the Devils late in OT, but Cam Danico said it best. The referees aren't going to call that late because there's really no point. So, and he agreed with the referees call in that case. So was it a penalty to the Minnesota Wild? Yes, a couple times towards the end of period number three and towards the end of overtime. But like I said, I'm not a referee, but Cam Danico, he's played the sport. He's played the game. And so he speaks from experience. So if he says that was the right call from the referees, then I'll take his word over my initial thoughts for it. But when looking at the power play in general for the Devils, it just seemed like it progressively got worse as the game progressed, especially on their final power play opportunity in period number three. I'm just like, okay, Lindy Ruff calls a timeout so that way he has fresh legs on the top unit for the power play. And the one thing I've been saying is that the Devils have a lot of offensive firepower on their power play unit. You got Timo Meier, you got Jack Hughes, you got Jesper Bratt, you got Nico Hischier, you got Dougie Hamilton, you got Dawson Mercer, you got Tomas Tatar. You have a lot of good scorers that can try to come up big in the power play, but yet the New Jersey Devils are mediocre in that aspect. So at this point of the year, especially since there's like 10 or so games remaining on the regular season docket, I'm not expecting for the Devils to be a top 10 power play team, but we can do so much better. So I don't know about you guys, but it just seemed like the power play progressively got worse for them. And that cannot happen come the playoffs. Now, in my opinion, I feel like the Minnesota Wild deserve a lot more respect throughout the league and fans because they were able to turn their season around and now they're competing for the Dallas Stars for first place in the Central. Now, I know this is probably a team that doesn't strike fear into you, but at the same time, you have to try to capitalize on any opportunity that's presented to you because let's face it, they're still one of the best teams throughout the NHL, even if people aren't giving them their roses that they deserve. So that's just on my end, but I know I'm digressing a little bit, but the point I'm just trying to make for the Devils is that for games like this, especially games where you're not getting the offensive results that you want, you're not finding the back of the net, you're running into hot goaltending, these power play opportunities can help you. So I'm not saying the Devils had to go 3-for-3 in this game, but they should have capitalized on at least one of them. But it just seemed like it just gets worse and worse. And it's totally inexcusable given the amount of firepower, the amount of tools, the amount of weapons that we have on this roster to try to score on the power play. So Devils have really got to get their act together in that sort of aspect. And then the final thing that I want to discuss is, and I'll just say this, bite my Butterfinger. So that's from an old Butterfinger commercial. I don't know how many of you guys might remember that, but seemed like the Devils were just fiddling with the puck a little bit. Like I think James Nichols acknowledged it on his Twitter saying like, who buttered up the Devil sticks prior to the game? Because the Devils were, like I said, early on in the episode, they were creating pretty good looks for themselves. Unfortunately, they weren't able to finish at times, and sometimes it resulted in them maybe like the puck just going off their stick just a little bit, and it's just like they can't corral it, and by the time they do, the Minnesota Wild are already back, and they're already on the defense, whatever the case might be. So it's just like the Devils, that's just bad luck. I don't know if it's bad luck, execution, whatever the case might be, but yeah, it seemed like the puck was a little slippery at times when it was going off the tape of their stick. But that's just a minuscule thing, and I'm sure that happens more often than we realize. But for some reason, it just seemed like it occurred just a tad bit more in this game, if that makes sense. Okay, let's talk about our franchise player in Jack Hughes, because Jack Hughes has been struggling a little bit. So Before I get into my analysis for Jack Hughes, here's an interesting fact courtesy of Christy Flannery of The Hockey Writer. She says, Jack Hughes had 10 shots on goal tonight. It's the second time he's achieved that this season. You would have to go back to January 7th versus the New York Rangers, the last time he had that many shots. Now, here's the thing. I know some people are going to be like, oh, Jack Hughes had 10 shots on goal and it resulted in nothing. That's inexcusable. That's unacceptable. Look, I get it. He likes to shoot the puck. When in doubt, just shoot it. That was the motto I had for Jack Hughes earlier this year. But just for the sake of consistency, I do want to acknowledge the fact that Dougie Hamilton also had a plenty full of shots on goal, and it resulted in nothing but zeros. He had 9 shots, to be exact, and similar to Jack Hughes, nothing on the score sheet. And I remember that game against the New York Rangers because I was at the Prudential Center covering it, because I remember Jack Hughes basically carried the team on his back. He scored 2 goals, and I think he was also able to get an assist. And Jack Hughes, it was just one of his phenomenal big games. But going back to his struggles, the last time Jack Hughes had a multi-goal game, you would have to go back to February 6th against the Vancouver Canucks. And today's date at the time of recording is March 21st. So we're talking about almost 2 months since Jack Hughes had a multi-goal game, and he's only net 2 goals in his previous 17 games. So Jack Hughes is struggling just a bit. So, but here's what I saw in this game. Jack Hughes wasn't a non-factor out there, and Ken Danico and Bill Spaulding acknowledged this pregame, which is if you were to look at the expected goals percentage for Jack Hughes, they'd probably be through the roof. And they also said, like, Jack Hughes was trying to facilitate, he was doing his best, and he's a factor out there. Unfortunately, it's just not showing up in the score sheet. And tonight was no exception, because I saw Jack Hughes just out there running and gunning, creating opportunities for himself, creating opportunities for his teammates. And it was very evident in overtime that Jack Hughes was just in the midst of a slump. Like, he's just running to bad luck. And in the words of Ken Danico pregame, he was just snake bitten. And that's just what happened. So Jack Hughes, he's there at the right possible time. He's trying to be a factor out there. And quite honestly, I would much rather him be taking all these shots and missing versus just being too scared and not shooting at all, because you have at least a decent percent chance of finding the back of the net if you keep on shooting. But if Jack Hughes were to only have like 2 or 3 shots and it results in nothing, I'm just like, Jack, shoot it a little bit more, because it's only going to take 1 goal in my eyes, just 1 goal and 1 big night for Jack Hughes to get back to what he was just a few weeks ago. So that's my overall thing. But we talked about the goal that the Devils let up in period number 3. Let's talk about the goal that they let up in OT. And unfortunately, it was because just of another bad luck play courtesy of Jack Hughes, because Jack Hughes is down the rink. He shoots the puck and it hits the post. Like, you could hear it and it goes in and out. And then it just found the stick of Matt Boldy. He goes down the other way. Dougie Hamilton can't catch up to him. I think Dougie Hamilton was also a little fatigued himself. And as a result, time winding down, literally, I think there was only like 1 second remaining on the scoreboard, and Boldy was able to find the back of the net, get it past Vanacek, and the Minnesota Wild, they go home happy campers, doesn't have to go to a shootout, and it was right at the buzzer. So those ones definitely suck, and that was probably a tough pill for Jack Hughes to swallow, because I'm sure he blamed himself as to why the Minnesota Wild were able to score on that previous possession. Now, here's the thing. It's not like Jack Hughes turned the puck over. Unfortunately, it hit the post, and it just happened to find the stick of Boldy off of the redirect on the post. So Jack Hughes, he shouldn't blame himself in that case. That's just another example of bad luck. Now, here are my things as to why maybe Jack Hughes is struggling a bit. One, he's just hit a wall, because this is the most games that Jack Hughes has played in. So I think his body is just feeling the wear and tear of it a little bit. And obviously this has been a very busy schedule for the New Jersey Devils the last month or so, because here's an interesting tweet courtesy of Bill Spaulding. After today, the Devils will have their first stretch of back-to-back days without games since February. It also marks an unofficial end to the craziest stretch of the year, 17 games in 31 days. And after today, the Devils have 11 games in 23 days to close out the regular season. So I think similar to a lot of his teammates, Jack Hughes just might have hit a wall, and he might still be trying to get adjusted to Timo Meier, which I'll talk about Timo Meier's goal in the final segment of today's episode. And it might be in his head just a little bit, because let's face it, you're getting all these shots, you're getting all these great opportunities, and it seems like it's almost going to trickle on in, but unfortunately, it just rings out of the post, or a goalie makes an excellent save. So I'm sure it's getting into the head of Jack Hughes a little bit, because he's still a kid. He's still trying to polish his game up a little bit. He's definitely one of the brightest stars in the league, but let's face it, he's also very young. And that's only going to get better as he has more experience in the league. So I think it just might be in his head just a little bit. And someone reached out to me on Twitter and said, maybe you sit him for the next game. No. That's not the answer. For Jack Hughes, my thing for him is like, just keep shooting the puck. When in doubt, shoot it. So I know this game resulted in nothing but zeros for Jack Hughes, but I like that he's shooting, because it at least it gives him a somewhat of a decent chance to probably find the back of the net or maybe get an assist. So Jack Hughes in this game, I don't know what the advanced analytics show, but I think if you look at the expected goals percentage, or if you look at some other factors, I think Jack Hughes had a somewhat respectable game, because he was in the right place at the right time. He was running. He was trying to facilitate. And like I said, he was getting all those decent shots on, but he just ran into hot goaltending. And sometimes you got to tip your cap to your opponent in that sort of aspect. So, yeah, that's my thing for Jack Hughes, which is it bad luck? Is it a slump? It's just a little bit of both. So, yes, he's slumping right now because, like I said, he only has two goals in his previous 17 games. And when looking at his stats at the given moment, I think we can negate the possibility of him becoming the first Devils player to eclipse 100 points, at least for this year, because in 67 game appearances, he has 37 goals, 44 assists for a grand total of 81 points. And I believe this was game 71. So there's only about 11 games remaining in the regular season. So Jack Hughes would have to catch lightning in a bottle in order to eclipse 100 points. I don't think it's going to happen. And hell, I don't even know if he's going to reach Taylor Hall's Hart Memorial Trophy number, because Taylor Hall in 76 games, he had 93 points. And I don't know if Jack Hughes can reach it. It's definitely a possibility. But for right now, I just want Jack Hughes to I don't want his confidence to get shaken. And I think it's only going to take just one goal for him to get out of his funk just a little bit more. So Jack Hughes is still the go-to guy. He's still the franchise player. And yes, he's hit a slump, but guess what? The goal for Jack Hughes going into the year was to stay healthy. The goal for Jack Hughes, try to lead the Devils into a good position. And he's done both of those. Now, here's a new goal for Jack Hughes going into next year. And this is it might be stretching it just a little bit, but the goal is try to maintain your consistency throughout the entirety of the season. And like I said, there's plenty of factors. One, he probably hit a wall. The Meier trade is still trying to be adjusted, and he's still trying to get adapted to that. Or it just might be mental. It just might be in his head. But whatever the case might be, as long as Jack Hughes performs come playoff time, I don't care what he does the rest of the season. I just want him and Timo Meier to come alive come the postseason. So like I do with every post-game recap, I'm going to compare the overall stats. But before we do, I want you guys to eat a little healthier. So I'm going to tell you about Built Bar. So looking for a delicious treat but don't want all the fat and calories, you got to try Built Bar. So I know your New Year's resolution a couple months ago was to eat healthier. Well, with Built, healthy is actually tasty. Seriously, they're so delicious, you won't even think they're good for you. Perfect for your New Year's resolution. What makes Built Bar so good? Well, for starters, they're covered in 100% real chocolate. That's right, real chocolate. And they come in unbelievable flavors like churro, peanut butter, brownie, coconut, and almond. Not sure how Built does it, but somehow, some way, only 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, with a whopping 17 grams of protein. And now you don't need to wait around to get a box. For years, we've been talking about ordering your Built Bars at Built.com. Now you can get them at your local Walmart or Sam's Club. Head to the nearest Walmart today, walk to the pharmacy section, and grab yourself a box of Built Bars. You can pick up a 4-bar box of cookies and cream, double chocolate, or coconut puffs. Or if you're close to Sam's Club, run in and grab a 13-bar box with our hit flavors, brownie batter, and churro. You can thank me later. Built Bar, the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. And now, I want some of you to go home and make some extra money. So the tournament is heating up, and now is the perfect time to download FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, because new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's bonus bets back if your first bet doesn't win. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. It's safe, secure, and super easy to use. Then you can bet on everything from the money line to point scores and three-pointers drained. So plus, FanDuel lets you combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payout with a same-game parlay. So don't miss the chance to get your no-sweat first bet up to $1,000 in bonus bets when you go to FanDuel.com/LockedOn. That's FanDuel.com/LockedOn to learn more. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. And you know the drill. Visit our friends at Locked On Bets for all your betting needs there as well. And always, please remember to gamble responsibly. Okay, so to close out this show, let me compare the overall stats, and then I will give the Devils a letter grade. So when looking at the shots on goal category, 48-29 in favor of the Devils. So Gustafsson was just a man on fire, and Devils had no answer. Power play. Wild were 0 for 1. Devils were 0 for 3. Hits. Wild led that category 18-11. Blocks. Wild led that category once again 22-16. And then giveaways. Devils led that department 13-7. So the one thing I want to talk about is Timo Meier's goal that tied the game once again. Timo Meier coming up clutch was big for Devils. And I hope that momentum just keeps on improving, because Timo Meier, that's the Timo Meier we need, because he likes to hang in front of the net. He got a wraparound shot and was able to score. So, like I said, if Timo Meier is able to perform like that come playoff time, look out. I think the Devils might be the underdogs, but I think they can definitely make some noise here and there. But let's not forget the ultimate goal, which is just try to get out of the first round, then see what happens from there. But Devils, they're giving themselves a legitimate chance. So I will say that, and not doubting the Devils, not preying on their downfall. I just want to keep my expectations moderate and then go on from there. So if I had to give a letter grade for the Devils, factor in Timo Meier's clutchness, Jack Hughes is struggling a bit, but at the same time, he's still trying to be somewhat of a factor out there. I'm going to give the Devils a B+, because they fought hard. It was a good game, and they didn't give up. And like I said, it wasn't the most exciting game in the world, but trust me, come period number three, come OT, the Devils didn't give up, and I love the relentlessness from Jack Hughes. So I would rather the Devils just strike out swinging than strike out looking, if for any of my baseball fans out there. So let me know what you guys think. What did you think about the overall game for the Devils? What do you think about Jack Hughes and his overall slump? Curious to your guys' thoughts, so leave a comment down below if you're watching on YouTube. Or hit me up on my personal Twitter page at TreyMatt4 or the show's Twitter page at Locked On Devils if you're listening on podcast streaming service. So as for today's episode, that's all the time I have for you. So continue to stay safe. Have a wonderful day, New Jersey. Go Devils. I'll catch you guys in the next episode. Thanks for listening once again. And also, might have a special guest in the near future. And James Nichols is set to appear on the show alongside with Jersey Joe some point this week. Stay tuned, everybody.